Hi, welcome to Jesus Wins, a daily devotional by Elizabeth Talbot. This whole month of November, we will be exploring the topic, Praising His Worthiness. November 19, His Might. He who is coming after me is mightier than I. Matthew 3, verse 11. There is a healthy sense of humility and unworthiness that comes over us when we encounter someone whose knowledge or abilities surpass ours. That was my constant experience throughout my academic career, studying under the supervision of distinguished Bible scholars. To this day, if someone compliments me on Bible knowledge, I respond with, "You should meet so-and-so. He knows so much more about biblical studies. I don't even come close." I can't imagine how John the Baptist felt when he was describing the one who was coming after him. John was sent to prepare the way for Jesus, yet he was fully aware that a mightier, stronger one than he was about to enter the scene. His statement is striking, especially in the light of Jesus' tribute to John. "Truly, I say to you, among those born of women, there has not arisen anyone greater than John the Baptist." Matthew 11, verse 11. Jesus, the stronger one, cannot be compared with any other prophet, for he is supreme. And John goes on to describe himself as not even being worthy to carry out the lowliest of tasks for him, like removing or carrying his sandals, a task normally performed by a slave for his master. The mission of Jesus was so much greater than John's. John was given the preparatory mission, but the stronger one would have the unsurpassed salvific task. When interpreting the scripture, establishing the supremacy of Jesus over any other prophet is of utmost importance, because the law and the prophets point to him. There are many who study the scriptures and miss Jesus as the central figure in redemption history. Jesus himself pointed out this sad reality. "You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life. It is these that testify about me, and you are unwilling to come to me so that you may have life." John 5, verses 39 and 40. Jesus is mightier than Abraham, Moses, David, Isaiah, and John the Baptist. He is our Savior and the Lord of our lives. We are not worthy of Him, and yet we have the assurance of the salvation that He has provided for us. Let's make Him the focus of all our devotion, praise, and worship. It's all about Jesus.
Today's podcast was excerpted from the book Jesus Wins, published by Pacific Press Publishing Association. If you would like to purchase your own printed copy, you can do so by calling 1-800-765-6955 or by going to AdventistBookCenter.com or Jesus101.tv. From all of us at Jesus 101, thanks for listening, and remember, Jesus wins!